Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anybody know where Indiana is? Not India, Indiana. Indiana. Yeah, that's where I come from. We just brought Bishop Margaret here last night, and we are here to be blessed, all of us together. Amen. Amen. Without further ado, let me just introduce Dr. Bishop Margaret Wangari, all the way from Banana, now in USA. Come and give us a word of encouragement, exhortation, whatever it is, ma'am. Go for it. Yeah, go for it.
Praise the name of the Lord. Now I can hear why you are saying hello. Yeah. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to greet the young man who walked when he was 10 years to come to my meeting, and you didn't have an opportunity even to say hello to me. Can you come? Can we raise up our hands? Just speak a word for yourself and for the person who has made us to come all the way to this occasion, so that the Lord God may come and do great and mighty things in our life. In the name of Jesus, at the same time, the Lord God also, he may not pass you by. He may come and speak to you and do you good. Come on, somebody, can you just open your mouth and tell the Lord God something? Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you honor, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Everybody, just continue thanking the Lord. Let the Lord come, and I wouldn't like him to pass you by, and he is not going to pass me by either. Thank you, Jesus. I remember when we were in the mainstream churches, we used to complain that they don't give us time to speak to the Lord. Now we have the freedom. Come on, somebody, tell the Lord God something. There is freedom of worship. You can speak to the Lord. You can tell him that which you want. And the Lord God is able to do it. God, that is my prayer. That as you are going to pass by and you are passing by even now, even when the artist was singing, I believe and I trust you that my Father, you're not going to pass us by. You're not going to pass me by. There is nobody in this sanctuary who would like you to come and pass him or her by. Come, Lord Jesus, come, meet with our needs. We are standing before thee because of this occasion, and we are trusting you, God. You will come, you will do it in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for using me, Lord. I am in your hands, and I am your tool. Use me as your steward. And in the name of the Lord, I am in your hands. In Jesus' name, we do pray and worship you, God. Amen. We give God all the praise. You may be seated. You understand when we are coming to grace the occasion, we don't have many things. The occasion of Zipporah, and I thank the Lord for her. I want you to, if you have it, but I know now the electronic is high. So you have your Bible in your cell phone. Turn your Bible to Psalms 25. First and foremost, I want to thank God for this occasion. I ought to say this. My son, Apostle Joel, was supposed to grace the occasion. But the way things worked out, and I was comfortable with him, and I thank God for him, God worked it out in a divine way. Because even though you ask me today, I will not tell you how. Because I was not supposed to come. Zipporah came to a meeting in Indiana. She has been coming. She's a daughter. And she asked me, and I told her, according to the program, Lily, I don't see myself coming. But our God is a God of order. And I am trusting God as he is a God of order. Them, those who are here, as many as we are, praise the name of the Lord. God has something for you. In the mighty name of the Lord. And I thank God that he has given me this opportunity to grace this occasion. I give God all the praise. I thank God for the MC. Thank you so much. Thank you for the Archbishop. Thank you for all the clergy who are here today in the name of the Lord. And before I start, could be you had done that. Can I see all the clergy who are here? You are fully ordained and you are here today. Can you stand up? Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I was thinking that you would shout and clap your hands so hard. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Lord. Shangwe na vigeregere jameni. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We give God all the praise. Thank you so much. You are all my co-worker in the vineyard. Though you know me or you don't, we are in the same vineyard of Jesus Christ. And I thank God for you. I respect you. God bless you. Amen. Psalms 25. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yet let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Amen. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Praise the name of the Lord. I thank God for this word of God because our God is a God of God. Eternal God, holy and mighty he is. Praise the name of the Lord. I thank God for the author of the psalmist. David, this was a prayer for defense. That means, why was he praying a prayer of defense? It is because he was facing so many trials and so many difficulties, he needed God to come for his rescue. When Irene came and hugged me, she said, "Mama, thank you for the prayer. I know what that means. The anointing is still going on." Praise the name of the Lord. I give God all the praise and I give God all the glory. Today, we are here because of Sipora. And I thank the Lord because I know you've been praying a prayer that the Lord God Almighty may come and be your defender. Glory to God. You know, when God come and defend you, you don't need any human being. You just need God and God alone. And when he comes, everything will be all right. Can somebody say amen? Praise the name of the Lord. You know, David also, he prayed unto God, "Father, I need your guidance. And as my daughter is going to round her CD, I trust God with all my heart that you need the guidance of the Lord." You have your seniors in the industry of music, and they can tell you that how nice it is. And I believe that the artists, they can say that they don't face problems. Do you face problems? No. Praise the name of the Lord. Because your work is just to go to the Lord and you come with a song and sing. And then people are buying the song. So do you? I hope you don't. I can see the way you're laughing. Yeah? Right? Praise the name of the Lord. And so I am trusting God together with you because I did not come here to preach. You heard me so well in Indiana. But here I just came to tell you that let God be your defense. Let him come and vindicate in your life. And as the Lord God is going to vindicate in your life, then your life will never be the same again. Come on, someone. Glory and honor be unto God. David himself, he needed only to look unto the Lord. And he did lift up his soul unto him. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, "Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul." Zipporah, even now as we are here, you are saying deep down in your heart, "Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul." Because your soul is not in the hands of man. Your soul is not in the hands of your family. Your soul is not in the hands of your pastor. Your soul is in the hands of God. And I am trusting God. After launching it, I am trusting God with all my heart. God is going to help you. And you are going to go to another higher level. That is my prayer. What is your prayer too? I believe that you would like her to go to another level. Praise the name of the Lord. And he continues saying, "Oh my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed." So David knew that in one way or other, shame would come to him. But he was praying honestly, "God, I pray unto thee, O Lord, and I trust you with all my heart. Do not let me be ashamed." It is my prayer that Zipporah and all the other artists and other servants of God and the friends of Zipporah, it is our prayer also tonight. Oh my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Shame will never be seen in your life. And even though the enemy has been planning so many things so that you may be disgraced, I am here to declare and decree that shame is not your portion. In the name of Jesus Christ. You didn't hear that, did you? Shame will never be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Let not my enemies triumph over me. In another way, Irene, do not allow my enemy to keep on talking about me, to keep on walking over me. And in the name of the Lord, they will not bring any disgrace unto you. Hallelujah. They will not bring any disgrace unto you. Do not allow my enemies to triumph over me. God, that is my prayer, and I believe it can also be your prayer tonight. Come on, somebody. It can be also your prayer.
Oh, yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Of Nazareth. And I give God all the praise. I give God all the glory, because in the name of Jesus Christ, you're not going to be ashamed.
Oh, yes.
Zipporah, I declare you're not going to be ashamed.
Yes.
No matter what, you will go forth in the name of the Lord, and God is going to stand with you.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, yes. He is going to stand with you. Anybody who is called by the name of your enemy, count him that he is no more. And this reminds me, we were in Indiana, and one of the men of God said, a friend of mine from Nigeria, I'm not going to mention names. Somebody came in his church. It's a mega church. And stole a lot of money. And then he went. And he came the following Sunday. And the man of God saw him. He said, hey, you guy. You were here last week. And you stole the money. And now you have come again to do the same thing. Count yourself dead. That was the end of him. Do you understand me? So do not again try to override a servant of God, thinking that he is not understanding what is happening. We have another eye. The men of God in the Bible days, they used to call them seers. And they see far away. They see the things. And when they talk about those things, people will think, what is happening? The seers today, we call them the prophet of God and the prophetess of God. Praise the name of the Lord. And I want to declare and decree unto you, daughter Zipporah, your enemies, they will never... they cannot dare,
yes,
triumph over your life.
Oh, yes.
I say they will never,
yes,
they cannot
Lord,
even
Jesus.
Try to triumph over your life. You're not crapping because I'm not calling your name, huh? Can we all crap it? Praise the name of the Lord. I say, Zipporah, nobody will ever dare try to triumph over your life. Already you are covered by the grace of God.
Amen.
And you know what? A bishop and the many other men of God who are here, you know, anything which is being mentioned at the altar, I call this one altar. This is an altar. It is irrevocable. So no one will ever dare. And if they dare, they will face fire. Yes, they will, in the name of the Lord. I understand there is an apostle here who did prophesy unto you, and you waited for those long and those years. Until now, it has come to pass. We give God all the praise. We give God all the glory. And I declare again, no enemy, no man, no woman will ever dare to triumph over you. And even though I don't have many other words to say, those words are enough to understand who you are and why God has given you this opportunity. And God is going to work together with you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Yet let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Girl, you've been waiting upon the Lord. Because it is not a journey of last year. Coming to round this CD, You've been waiting upon the Lord. And David said to his God, yet let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Do not allow them, those who wait on you, to be ashamed. There are so many things, men and women of God, when we are waiting on God, then the enemy will come and bring something, and then you'll be overwhelmed. But I give God all the praise. David knew, and he said, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Praise the name of the Lord. So David was praying a prayer of defense and a prayer of guidance. Glory and honor be unto God, and a prayer of pardon. It is my prayer that the Lord God is going to walk together with you all the days of your life. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Those who transgress without cause, let them be ashamed, not you. How many have been waiting upon the Lord? I am one of them. We all wait upon the Lord patiently. And I am trusting God together with you that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as David said, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. So nobody who is here and you are righteous and you keep the commandments of God and you walk in holiness, you will never be ashamed. Come on, somebody. And I am trusting God that in the name of Jesus Christ, thank you. Thank you. I believe God with all my heart. Those who wait on the Almighty God, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, when we wait upon him, the Lord God will not allow us to be ashamed. Let there be ashamed which transgress without cause. Those who transgress without cause, indeed they are going to be ashamed. Praise the name of the Lord. I thank the Lord with all my heart because my brother David, he was all the time opposing those who were coming against him. He never wanted them to succeed because when they come against David, they were coming against his God. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I want you to understand that you are an ambassador of Christ. You are standing and you are representing the kingdom of God. And I am trusting God together with you. You are not going to allow your enemy to succeed you. And they cannot succeed you. And they will never succeed you. Come on, somebody. They are not going to succeed you. They will never succeed you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I am trusting God together with you. The deal is done. In the name of the Lord, the deal is done. In the mighty and holy name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank God because David, he was somebody who did not have the fear of his enemy. He knew that they were coming, but he knew that he had God. When you know that you have God, then you cannot fear nothing. Because you know that your God will take an extra mile and come and fight the battle for you. Didn't he fought the battle for our senior brother King Jehoshaphat? When he had feared and he didn't know what to do and where to go. But when the Lord came and spoke to him, indeed he believed in him and he followed the instructions of God. And the moment he followed those instructions, indeed, he saw the victory of God. And I believe for each of you, you're going to see your victory at your own end. Last night, we were somewhere and we were praying. And the Lord God spoke to me concerning Isaac. And the way Isaac, he dug so many wells. And the enemy came and took them. Until a time came and Isaac said, you know what? This one, no. You also took the other wells for my father that he had died. But this one you're not going to. Until those people, they had to come and they had a dialogue. They ate together and they had covenant that they will never come on the side of Isaac, and Isaac will never go on their side. Today we are here so that we may have a dialogue with our God. And in the name of Jesus Christ, them those who are in this industry, may the Lord God come and open the doors for you. That's my prayer. That's my prayer. May he open the door for you in the name of Jesus Christ. And when he opened the door for you, things will be better for you in the name of Jesus Christ. And as I am finishing, the Bible says, show me thy way, O Lord. Teach me thy path. Zipporah, when the Lord God come and teach you his ways, you will never, ever fall apart. Yes. You will continue walking uprightly with God, and God will continue to guide you all the days of your life, saith the Lord. And before I pray, I know when the rounding is there, preaching is not part of, it's only declaring, right?
Yes.
It is kind of like declaring, and when you declare, then it is happening in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. When you come to the book of St. Luke, I won't read it, but you can read it for yourself. You read it from verse 1 up to verse 10, but I will just read it just a real bit. Okay, I will read from verse 6. Then Jesus went with them, and when he was now not far from the house, can I go up verse 4? And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this. For he loved our nation, and he had built a synagogue. Then Jesus went with them, and when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter under my roof. Wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. Praise the name of the Lord. The rest you can read it for yourself. It is my prayer, Zipporah, that the Lord God may speak a word unto you. Let God say a word. When Jesus spoke a word, the one, the servant who was dearest sick of the centurion, when Jesus spoke a word, the man was totally healed. You don't need the healing, but you need the Lord God to expand your music. You need the Lord God to come to this industry and give you more songs, enlarge you from east and west, and you are going to see God at large in Jesus' name. And attorney, you, let me also speak to them, those who are in the industry, in the name of the Lord. May you allow him to come and speak a word unto you. And when the Lord God come and speak a word unto you, your light will never be the same again. Come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am trusting God together with you. Could it be you rounded it? And your CDs, people never bought it. But I thank God, from today, count it done.
Amen.
That the Lord God is going to open doors. He is going to speak a word. And those DVDs and CDs and whatever you have, the Lord God is going to pave the way for you. And when the Lord God does it, then you are going to see the goodness of the Lord.
Amen.
Before I sit, there are people in our midst. I'm not here to minister. Could be tomorrow I'll have time. But I want to say unto you, the Lord God, he speaks to me in many different ways. But I know this is another day altogether. But I am going to read unto you and let God come today. Every storm which has been coming unto you, the Lord God is going to calm it. Am I speaking to somebody?
Amen.
Every storm which has been coming on your way,
yes,
the Lord God is going to calm it
in
the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That is in the book of Mark. The book of Mark, chapter 4 and verse 35, in the name of the Lord. I'll just read it. And I want you to run with the word, and the Lord God is going to do that. And the same day, when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there was also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. But he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, criest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, where are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have not faith? Today, it is another day that I want you to understand that even the things that you've been thinking that the Lord God has not answered you, he is still within your circle. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
When this storm came, the disciples could not understand.
Oh,
I am speaking to a group of people. You've been facing storm after storm. But I am here today in the name of the Lord, as we are here for our darling daughter, Sephora, to launch her CD. I am trusting God together with you that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, there is God in heaven who does miracles. There is God in heaven who comes and he performeth miracles in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And I am trusting God together with you today. And that time when they were in the ship, he went somewhere and hid himself and slept on a pillow. Right? And the storm came and the water started coming in. And so they were so scared, so afraid, they saw death with their eyes. I want to speak to your heart and say unto you, the storm did not come to dismantle you. The storm did not come to dismantle you. But the Lord God is just standing with you. He is on your side. He is going to fight all those battles. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
He is going to fight
Amen.
All those battles for you in the name of Jesus Christ Amen. Of Nazareth. I may not know you, but the Spirit of the Lord knows you. And so, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are all now in agreement that in the name of the Lord God, shame is not your portion.
Amen.
The enemies will never triumph over you.
Amen.
Because your heart is looking unto God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ. The centurion came to understand
yes.
that the King of Kings, he had all the power. Just speak a word and my servant will be healed.
Oh, yes.
Sephora, you need the Lord God to come and speak a word, and your life will have a total turnaround
yes.
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And then those who are inside, may the Lord God also have mercy upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So, the storms which has come into your life, they are not there to dismantle you. They came to strengthen you. They came to shape you and you stand well. Sometimes when storm comes, girl, you don't want to talk with nobody because the storm has twisted you all around. And there is nobody to care for you. But Jesus is saying unto you, all the storm that you've been facing, today he has come so that he may stand with you. And you are going to see the hand of the Almighty God upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And before I sit down, those who've been having those storms, and you would like the Lord God to speak a word, you would like Jesus Christ to stand and say, peace, be still. And the sea heard him, and so there was peace, and the storm ceased. And so I am trusting God together with you. Anything which has been hindering anything in your life, it is over. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I know you have heard me. I'm trying to be quick. I don't want to keep nobody. And if you know that you need that prayer, can you stand up? In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Just raise up your right hand unto God. And I want you to trust God together with me that in the name of Jesus Christ, those storms, when the Lord God was giving me those scriptures, I said, Lord, I am not going to preach. I am going to grace this occasion. He told me, yes, I know, but my people are coming. Glory to God. You're very important in the eyes of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we are standing before thee today. We trust you with all our hearts that Jehovah God, you are the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, you are the everlasting Jehovah, you are God. Adonai, you are. And we thank you. We worship you, God. Father, we know that you, Jesus Christ, you are here together with us. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every storm which has been there for each of them, my Lord and my King, may you speak a word in the name of the Lord. Peace be still. And my Father, when you spoke, my God, the sea was still. There was no more storm. And you did ask them, where was your faith? Father, we wouldn't like you to ask us that. We want to stand. And Father God, may you increase faith into our lives. And in the name of Jesus, if every storm which came into their lives, it was to strengthen them. Then, my Father, do the work quickly. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you are a God and God of order who can do things accordingly. Do it rapidly, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And let them know that there is God in heaven. And today, my Lord and my King, every storm into their life is no more. In the mighty and holy name of Jesus Christ. The cry into their heart, my Father God, is no more. And I thank you, Jehovah God, for standing. I thank you, Majesty, for standing with them. Thank you for being there for them, oh God. And I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor for standing with them. You told me the Lord God, you are going to fight for them. You are going to stand with them. You are going to speak a word. You spoke a word at the time of centurion. Even in my time, we would want you to come and speak a word, Papa. Speak a word, Daddy, in the name of Jesus Christ. And I am trusting you, God, together with them, every type of storm, my God, into their life. I speak, O God, full of boldness and courage, O God, that in the name of Jesus Christ, may you come with your whole army in heaven. Diminish it, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I give you praise,
for standing, O Lord God, with each of them. And from today, may you give them a new chapter. Give them a new chapter, my Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Give them a new fire in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let there be a total transformation into their lives, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. It is my prayer that you may speak to all of them who were in the industry of artists, O God. And Father God, when you speak a word unto them, anything which was not moving, O God, any dormant thing, O God, into their lives, from today, things will continue moving. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I give you praise and I give you honor. I give you adoration, my God, for listening unto me. And for Sephora, before my Father, we round it and pray for her. I pray, as I have spoken there before, my Father and my God, her heart, her soul is unto you. And I am trusting you, my Father, you will never allow her to be ashamed, because she do wait on you. And I give you praise for listening unto me, O Father. And I know you always do. And so, Father, I have faith in you that it is done, sealed, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. I do pray and trust you, God.
Amen.
And everybody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How many believe that it is done?
Yes.
It is done. And next time in this world, you know, the world is too small. We will meet, because I never knew that we will meet with Mr. Hudson. Hallelujah. I never knew that we are going to meet again here. But I thank the Lord for him, because God has done him well.
Amen.
We give God all the praise.
Amen.
Wherever God will open the door for us to meet, I believe you will not hesitate to give that testimony. You are out of that.
Mm.
And the Lord God will continue standing with you, because as Jesus had hid himself, when he woke up, he spoke. And when he spoke, he spoke to the sea. And the water heard him, and there was peace. Peace be still. May the Lord God give you peace. May he open up the doors. May he pave the way, in the name of Jesus Christ. Can somebody help me to say amen?
Amen.
Glory and honor be unto God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. And I want to give it back to the MC. And I believe God and I trust God. We are going to the Kilele cha mambo yote. Jina la Bwana lipewe sifa.
Amen.
God bless you.